Welcome to Wednesday Night Worship at First Baptist. Tonight's speaker is Dr. Jeff Reynolds.
Let's pray together. Father, we love you and we thank you so much for your great and amazing love for us. In fact, Lord, the only reason that we love you is because you first loved us. And so, Lord, tonight, as we have gathered for Wednesday night worship, we rest in your love. And we pray, Lord, that you would encourage us and strengthen us. Remind us of your presence with us and remind us of the power of your love dwelling in us and working through us, that which is pleasing in your sight. We ask your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight we continue on our journey through the Hall of Faith in Hebrews chapter 11, looking at stories of faith. And we're going to see one tonight that is just beautiful. Tonight we're going to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 21. And that verse will serve as our theme for the message tonight. So let me share it with you. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 21. By faith, Jacob, when dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, bowing in worship over the head of his staff. Let me read that to us one more time. By faith, Jacob, when dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, bowing in worship over the head of his staff. You remember that Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac was the father of Jacob. And Jacob fathered the 12 tribes. And you remember the story of Joseph, which we will come to next week. But the story of Joseph led God's people into Egypt. And Jacob and the tribes had come to Egypt. They were being cared for because God had raised up Joseph. And when we come to the end of the book of Genesis, in Genesis chapter 49, we have this beautiful account of Jacob blessing his sons. But just before we come to that moment where Jacob does what a good father ought to do and what a father in this day was charged with doing, he blesses not only his sons, but in chapter 48, he blesses the sons of his son. It's an amazing account that illustrates Jacob's faith in Almighty God. So tonight I want to give us 2 points, and then I want to share with you the story of how Jacob blessed Joseph's sons. And we'll see what motivated him to do that. Our first point tonight is this: Jacob blessed his grandsons because he had seen firsthand God's faithfulness. So turn with me to Genesis chapter 48. We're going to look at verses 8 through 22. And I want to read this to you. There are a couple of key things that I want us to get from this. Genesis chapter 48, verses 8 through 22. When Israel saw Joseph's sons, he said, "Who are these?" Joseph said to his father, "They are my sons, whom God has given me here." And he said, "Bring them to me, please, that I may bless them." Now the eyes of Israel were dim with age, so that he could not see. So Joseph brought them near him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said to Joseph, "I never expected to see your face. And behold, God has let me see your offspring also." Then Joseph removed them from his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it on the head of Ephraim, who was the younger, and his left hand on the head of Manasseh, crossing his hands, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, "The God before whom my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, walked, the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day, the angel who has redeemed me from all evil, bless the boys, and in them let my name be carried on, and the name of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth." When Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand on the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he took his father's hand to move it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. And Joseph said to his father, "Not this way, my father. Since this one is the firstborn, put your right hand on his head." But his father refused and said, "I know, my son, I know. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. Nevertheless, his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his offspring shall become a multitude of nations." So he blessed them that day, saying, "By you, Israel will pronounce blessings, saying, God make you as Ephraim and as Manasseh." Thus he put Ephraim before Manasseh. Then Israel said to Joseph, "Behold, I am about to die, but God will be with you and will bring you again to the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to you, rather than to your brothers, one mountain slope that I took from the hand of the Amorites with my sword and with my bow." This amazing account where Jacob, who was the younger, but who had received the blessing by deception, now blesses the younger of the two brothers over and above the firstborn. So many things to discuss here, but the main thing that I want us to see is this. By this point in Jacob's life, and Jacob was renamed Israel, that's why it refers to Israel so many times. Jacob was renamed Israel, and by this point in his life, he had seen the hand of God revealed in ways that only hindsight can ever show us. You know, faith calls us to trust God in the moment and for what will be. But when we look back at what God has done in our lives over the course of our lives, it's so much easier to discern His hand, to discern His guidance, to discern His Spirit, to know that He has brought us to where we are and He has been faithful through it all. Well, Jacob is looking back now over the landscape of his life, and he's seeing that God has been faithful to him. And the promise that God made to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob would carry on. And in fact, the second point that I want to give us tonight is this. Jacob blessed his grandsons because he believed God's promise would come to pass. There's a beautiful scene in Genesis chapter 35. Verses 9 through 15, in which God reiterates the promise that He had made to Abraham, that He had made to Isaac, and now He reiterates to Jacob. And Jacob believed God's promise. Hear these words from Genesis chapter 35, verses 9 through 15. God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Paddan Aram and blessed him. And God said to him, "Your name is Jacob. No longer shall your name be called Jacob, but Israel shall be your name." So he called his name Israel. And God said to him, "I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall come from you, and kings shall come from your own body. The land that I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I will give to you, and I will give the land to your offspring after you." Then God went up from him in the place where he had spoken with him. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he had spoken with him, a pillar of stone. He poured out a drink offering on it and poured oil on it. So Jacob called the name of the place where God had spoken with him, Bethel or Bethel. So what did God do? He reiterated the same promise. The promise that he had made to Abraham had not expired, but it had passed on to Isaac and then to Jacob and then to the tribes. God would come through on his promise. So as a result, Jacob believed God. And he believed God not only for the next generation, but he believed that God's promise would come to pass in a way that would benefit generations to come. It was notable and noteworthy that Isaac blessed Jacob, that Isaac knew that God's promise would carry forward. And now Jacob will not only bless his children, but he will bless his grandsons as well. Why? Because God's promises always come to pass. For you and me, I wonder if the Lord should tarry and the next generation and the subsequent generation and even generations after that, how are we trusting God that He will care for and work in and through those generations as well? How are we functioning according to faith that our God, who has done so many great things in our lives, will continue to do great things in the lives of those who come after us? Our God is a big, big God. And from everlasting to everlasting, He is God. And so we trust Him not only with the past that we can look back upon and see His hand revealed, but we trust Him with right now, knowing that He is in the midst of our moment and leading us on. And we trust Him with the future. Not only our heavenly, glorious future that is to come as we are with Him forevermore, but also with every day, every moment, every hour that is to come, trusting that He is our God and His promises will come to pass. Will you pray with me? Father, we love You. And we thank You so much that Your word is true. And we thank You so much that Your promises to us are true and that we can know that, Lord, you who are from everlasting to everlasting, Almighty God, that you who are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, you, the faithful one, will be faithful in days to come. We're so thankful that Jacob had the faith to see that, had the faith to function according to that. And may we be the kind of people who have the faith to do the same. And before we end our time together tonight, Lord, once again, we join together our hearts and our minds and our voices. In so doing, we will answer the question, whose Father? Our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you so much for worshiping with us tonight, and we hope you will join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. as we continue to lift high the name of our risen Savior. God bless you.